All right, with COP26 kicking off, Michael Bloomberg is saying in a new exclusive Yahoo Finance op-ed, quote, governments do not have to choose between the economy and the environment. Former New York City mayor and founder of Bloomberg is aiming to unlock up to $500 million in financing for clean energy products. And Emily, I can't say this is anything new from the former mayor here. He has been really focused on reducing coal exposure, not just in the U.S., but overseas as well.
Absolutely, Brian. If we take a look at what Michael Bloomberg had actually said in this op-ed, one of the things that he pointed out was that, quote, the single greatest cause of climate change is burning coal. And of course, when we look at the initiative that Bloomberg Philanthropies is trying to launch here, the goal being to close a quarter of the world's nearly 2,500 coal plants and cancel all 500 or more proposed coal plants by 2025. And, you know, another thing, Brian, that he really pointed out was that, yes, as we have COP26 underway here, many of these countries really focusing on reducing emissions, reducing the impact of climate change by the middle of the century, but that a lot of the work actually needs to be done in the next decade to really get us set up here on the right foot. And of course, this has just been a huge issue that has been in the news lately, that has been top of mind on Capitol Hill as well. But if we think about the initiatives that the Biden administration has been putting forth with its reconciliation bill. And Akiko was just mentioning that, but with the White House's latest revision of the $1.75 trillion Build Back Better plan, that does include $555 billion in tax credits, grants, and other policies to curb greenhouse gas emissions that are one of the factors, of course, fueling climate change. So I think this is really a timely issue here, Brian, something that has been at the forefront of the global agenda to really kind of curb some of these concerns over climate change, and something I'm sure we'll be hearing about over the next couple of weeks with that conference underway.
Yeah, it's definitely something, Emily, we continue to hear a lot about from corporate America. I mean, a corporate America that is still dealing with the pandemic, fighting labor shortages, fighting inflation, but at the same time, you know, they are putting new commitments in the ground for carbon neutrality, and they're also trying to just become more ESG friendly. Now, it's different with every sector, but still, it's good to see these types of efforts.